Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you, too.
Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days.
Remember, last week we read the story of the murder of the chief judge. Wicked men had become judges over the Nephites. They punished the righteous people, but not the wicked people. Nephi was sad to see so much wickedness among the people. One day, he was praying on a tower in his garden. His garden was by the highway that led to a marketplace in Zarahemla. People passing by on the highway heard Nephi praying. A large group gathered, wondering why he was so sad. When Nephi saw the people, he told them he was sad because of their wickedness. He told them to repent. He warned them that if they did not repent, their enemies would take their homes and cities, and the Lord would not help them fight their enemies. Nephi said the Nephites were more wicked than the Lamanites because the Nephites had been taught the commandments but were not obeying them. He said that if the Nephites did not repent, they would be destroyed. Some of the wicked judges were there. They wanted the people to punish Nephi for speaking against them and their law. Some of the people agreed with the wicked judges. Others believed Nephi. They knew he was a prophet and spoke the truth. Nephi told the people that they had rebelled against God and would soon be punished if they did not repent. Nephi told the people to go find their chief judge. He would be lying in his own blood, murdered by a brother who wanted his position. 5 men from the crowd ran to see the chief judge. They did not believe that Nephi was a prophet of God. When they saw Cezorim, the chief judge, lying in his blood, they fell to the ground in fear. Now they knew that Nephi was a prophet. Cezorim's servants had already found the chief judge and had run to tell the people. They returned and found the 5 men lying there. The people thought the 5 men had murdered Cezorim. They threw the 5 men into prison and then sent word throughout the city that the chief judge had been killed and that the murderers were in prison. The next day, the people went to where the chief judge would be buried. The judges who had been at Nephi's garden asked where the 5 men were. The judges asked to see the accused murderers. The accused murderers were the 5 men who had run from Nephi's garden to the chief judge. The 5 men said they had found the chief judge lying in blood, just as Nephi had said. Then the judges accused Nephi of sending someone to murder Cezorim. Knowing that Nephi was a prophet, the 5 men argued with the judges, but they would not listen. They had Nephi tied up. The judges offered Nephi money and his life if he would say he had plotted to kill the chief judge. Nephi told the judges to repent of their wickedness. Then he told them to go to Seantum, Cezorim's brother. Nephi told them to ask Seantum if he and Nephi had plotted to murder Cezorim. Nephi said Seantum would say no. Then the judges were to ask Seantum if he had killed his brother. Siantum would again say no, but the judges would find blood on his cloak. Nephi said Siantum would then shake and turn pale and finally confess to killing his brother. The judges went to Siantum's house, and everything happened as Nephi said it would. Nephi and the five men were set free. As the people walked away from Nephi, some said he was a prophet. Others said he was a god. Nephi went home, still sad about their wickedness. Today, our story begins where this one ends, as Nephi is walking home after his prediction of the chief judge's murder. Listening to Scripture Stories. Children at home, please turn to chapter 39, Nephi Receives Great Power.
Nephi walked toward his home, thinking about what the Lord had shown him and about the wickedness of the Nephites. He was sad because of their wickedness.
The Lord spoke to Nephi and praised him for being obedient and working so hard to teach the gospel.
Nephi was given the power to do anything. The Lord knew he would use this power righteously.
The Lord told Nephi to warn the Nephites that if they did not repent, they would be destroyed. Nephi went immediately to warn the people.
The Nephites did not believe Nephi. They tried to throw him into prison, but the power of God protected him.
Nephi declared the word of God to all the Nephites.
Let's stop for a minute and talk about what we've read so far. As Nephi walked toward his own house, what was he doing? Megan.
Well, he was thinking about what the Lord had shown him about the wickedness of the Nephites.
Yes, he was. Why did the Lord praise Nephi? TJ.
He was being obedient.
He was being obedient. And what else that was very special about Nephi that the Lord gave him a big thumbs up for?
He was humble.
He was humble. And there's another thing that he was that's really hard to be sometimes, especially when a lot of people are angry with you.
He was being righteous.
He was being righteous, and he was being brave. The Lord told Nephi specifically that he was pleased with him because he didn't fear the world, and he didn't fear men, and that he cared more about what Heavenly Father wanted than what these other men wanted, and how scary and threatening they could be. He didn't care because he knew what was right. And that takes a lot of courage, you know, when everyone is against you. Takes a lot of courage to stand up for what's right. Why did he give Nephi such great power?
Because he was humble and obedient and righteous.
Yes, he was.
The Lord trusted Nephi to use the power for good and not for evil things or worldly things.
That's right. And what power did he give Nephi? What special power? Megan.
He had the power to do anything.
Yes, pretty much. Whatever was sealed on earth, whatever he said would happen, Heavenly Father would make it happen. Because just like Tiana said, he trusted him that he wouldn't ask for wrong things to happen, right? Why did the Lord want Nephi to warn the people? Caitlin.
So that they could repent before they were destroyed.
Yes. Do you think Heavenly Father wanted to destroy the people? No, absolutely not. So he wanted to send his prophet first to give him fair warning, give him a chance. How did Nephi show his obedience to the Lord after he finished speaking with him? TJ.
He immediately went to warn the people.
Exactly. In what ways does the Lord speak to us today? Mason?
Through the Holy Ghost?
Yes, definitely. And what other ways? Megan?
He tells the prophet, and the prophet tells us at, like, general conference or another meeting.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And who else can tell us what the Lord wants for us today? Tiana?
Sometimes we get a feeling in our heart that says, oh, well, maybe we should do this, because I think maybe the Lord wants me to go do this, so I'll go do this for him.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the church is organized very well, just the way that the Lord wants it. And so how does the information pass down? Like, the prophet says something, and then who else can teach us about those things? Megan?
Our parents.
Our parents? Yeah. Caitlin?
Our bishops.
Our bishops, definitely. And who else? Camille, who can teach us? Like, when we go to church on Sunday, who tells us?
Primary teachers.
Yes, our primary teachers. Very good. How can we show obedience to the Lord? Kaylin?
He could tell the prophet that this is what he wants to happen, or like he knows is going to happen, and then the prophet can tell us and we can do it, or we can get that feeling like what Tiana said.
Let's continue reading the story of Nephi receives great power.
But the people became even more wicked and began fighting each other.
Nephi prayed for a famine, hoping that a lack of food would humble the Nephites and help them repent.
The famine came. There was no rain, so the ground dried up and crops could not grow. The people stopped fighting.
The Nephites were hungry, and many of them died. Those who lived began to remember the Lord and what Nephi had taught them.
The people repented of their sins and then begged their judges to ask Nephi to end the famine. The judges went to Nephi.
The Lord answered Nephi's prayer. It began to rain. Soon the crops were growing again.
The people glorified God and knew that Nephi was a great prophet.
Most of the Nephites joined the church. They became rich and their cities grew. There was peace in the land.
Then some Nephites who had earlier joined the Lamanites attacked the Nephites.
The Nephites tried to defeat their enemies, who had become Gadianton robbers, but could not because they themselves had become wicked again.
When the Nephites were righteous, the Lord blessed them.
When they were proud and forgot the Lord, he gave them problems to help them remember him.
How did Nephi's teachings affect the people? Caitlin?
It told the people to repent and to remember Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm. Megan?
Well, he sent a famine among the people, and they realized that they needed God's help and realized that they were doing wrong.
Yes, and so at first, when he was first teaching the people, how did they receive it, TJ?
They became more wicked.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Who can tell me what a famine is? Mason?
It's a time where there is no food for many days.
Right. Usually because what doesn't happen?
There's no water for crops to grow.
Exactly. And so pretty much the people start to starve to death, and their animals start to starve to death. So why did Nephi want a famine to come upon the people? Megan.
So that it could humble the people and realize that they need the water and they need to be grateful for what they have.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And why did Nephi specifically ask for a famine? Remember at first, the Lord said he was going to destroy the people if they continued to be wicked? And Nephi asked for a famine instead. Why? Megan.
Because he didn't want the people to be destroyed.
Yes, he loved the people and he wanted to give them a chance. He said, oh, instead of destroying them, let's just do a famine and see if they get better. And then we'll go from there. And of course, because the Lord had given him such great power, he honored that and he sent the famine instead of just letting them be destroyed. What does it mean to be humble? Caitlin.
To know that you're nothing without God.
Indeed, indeed. What happened to the people because of the famine? Camille?
They started to repent.
Exactly. When they were hungry and they realized they couldn't control their lives, then they started to repent. And just like Caitlin said, they realized they were nothing without the Lord, huh? Megan?
And some of them, because of the famine, they died. And so they realized, man, I really need the Lord for this. And so they started to repent of their sins.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What did the people do after they had become humble and remembered the Lord?
They became more righteous people.
They did. They really did. Why do we need to be humble in order to repent?
Because if we're not being humble, then we'll know that... Then if we're not being humble, then we'll think... We don't want to think that Heavenly Father is better than us. And that he has more power over us. And so, but when we are humble, then we can realize, oh, Heavenly Father has so much power. I should repent more often and become closer to him.
Mm-hmm. When we feel justified in what we're doing and prideful, is it easy to say sorry? No, it's not. It's much harder to say sorry. So our hearts need to be in the right place. We need to be humble before we can really repent and be sorry. What did the people do after Nephi prayed to end the famine and Heavenly Father made it rain again? Mason.
They chose to be righteous and pray and keep the commandments.
Yes. Yes, they did. They did at first, didn't they? Caitlin.
They repented of their sins.
They did repent. They did for a little while. Why is it important to always thank Heavenly Father after he blesses us?
We need to know that Heavenly Father gave us all these things that we have. And if we're not thanking him after he gives us all these things, we're not being humble. We should thank him always because he does so much for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We know in other parts of the scriptures that it says that all good things come from who? Megan.
Come from Heavenly Father.
Absolutely. And so we need to show him that we're grateful for that. Why does the Lord give us problems? He gives us a lot of blessings, but sometimes we have some problems. Why is that, Camille?
So we can learn from our mistakes.
Definitely. TJ, do you have a thought on that?
To help us remember him.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin.
To humble ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. That is all true. Does anyone have a story about when this may have happened to you, when you were humbled by the Lord, you had a problem and it helped you to repent? Megan.
I have some people at my school that aren't very kind of really nice to me. They kind of tend to mock me sometimes. And so I made something in Achievement Days that has a picture of Christ on it with a child, and it says, remember, under the bottom of it. And I brought that into my locker, and every time they're being mean to me, I look at that and I decide to say a prayer. And at school, it helps me feel closer to Heavenly Father.
That's wonderful. So if those girls, you can look on the bright side, if those girls weren't being mean to you, would you remember to look at that thing and say a prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have a story they want to share about how problems in their life or trials have actually helped you be humble or be closer to Heavenly Father?
Like, sometimes I lose some things and I look all over for it and I can't find it. I ask other people to help me, but I can never seem to find it. So I look in myself and I go and kneel down and I pray to Heavenly Father to help me find it. And then I always seem to find it after I pray for him, like, for help. and I always seem to find, he always seems to help me find it.
Mm-hmm. So that's a special experience that you can have with Heavenly Father because you lost something.
Yep.
Caitlin.
I kind of like acting, and so I was auditioning for Annie, and I'm like, I'm going to get the main role. This is so exciting. And then I didn't get it, and I was all depressed. And then I had to humble myself to remember that, hey, it's good that I still got in the play, even though I didn't get the part that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've had that experience happen to me so many times. And one time I had my most wonderful spiritual experience after losing a main part. So trials can be helpful. What can we do to always remember Heavenly Father? Megan.
To pray daily.
It's a great one. Mason.
To read the scriptures.
TJ.
Have a prayer in our heart.
Tiana.
We can go to church.
Caitlin.
We can be baptized.
Camille.
Read the scriptures.
Absolutely. All wonderful answers. Children, the Lord loves us very much and wants to bless us. When we choose the right, He can and does bless us. When we are wicked, He helps us to be humble so that we will repent and live righteously so that He may bless us again.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know
we've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 40. Samuel the Lamanite tells about Jesus Christ and chapter 41, the signs of Christ's birth. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. Or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next week!
Bye.